David Carr. He is the director of the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. As we've been talking about for, it's going on 2 weeks now, we've just been trying to do what we can to help get the word out that the Mid-Michigan Food Bank has faced some great challenges. They lost their freezer and the food that was in it, and lightning strikes knocked out some infrastructure, phones, hard drives, computers, all that kind of stuff. And then thieves stole tires off of a food bank trailer. And so they've just needed some help, and they've really been trying to go forward with a fundraising effort, if you will. And we've just been trying to help. We've had Ed Harden from the McLaren Health Plan phone line donate some funds from McLaren Health Plan. And we've got an event coming up that we're going to talk with David about in a little bit, but he's on the other end of our line. David, how are you?
Good. Morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. Well, give us an update where you are with the freezer and getting all that other stuff replaced.
Well, we got the equipment in on Tuesday, and, you know, there's a lot to it. So we've got the, you know, the electrician, the plumber, the refrigeration guy, and, you know, everybody's working on it. We'll be working on it this weekend, and it looks like on Monday morning we'll be able to actually start operating again out of the freezer. So we haven't quite got to the point where we started it, but we're pretty darn close. And then we have to take it down in stages so that we don't freeze the floor and bust things. So that's what we're doing with the freezer at this point.
Now, you have been borrowing a freezer or freezers in the interim, correct?
Correct. So we have we have trailers that different companies around town have donated to us in kind, and so I'm hoping that I can get those back to them and get operational and, you know, get their equipment back and let them use their equipment. So, you know, we couldn't do it without some, you know, Meijer, M&M Restaurant Supply, Ryder has given us a truck. And so just a lot of people have given us, operational things to keep us going.
David, you're used to people helping you, but what's your thought with the outpour since we've been talking?
Well, you know, it's been tremendous. A lot of people have, whatever they've had available to give, they've given. So, you know, I think I see us at past or just slightly past our $30,000 original mark. We had to raise it once we got hit by lightning. So I'm thinking we're going to hit the goal of $50,000. It looks pretty attainable at this point. And so many people have called in support and just said, you know, I felt bad for you with lightning, but when they stole the tires, it motivated me to do something. And so we've even had, you know, we had one family in here who donated. They went around their neighborhood and collected money and brought it in. So, you know, it's touched everybody. And it just shows the value of our community, how they support this program and what it does in our community.
All right. Well, there is going to be a fundraiser that Greg and the folks out at the Roadhouse Event Center, which is located 3700 East Grand River in Williamson, right next to Christian's Greenhouse, Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. They're having a family-friendly interactive trivia, which is fun all by itself, but they're also going to provide a buffet. It's $10 for an adult, $5 for kids 12 and under. You go there, you get all the food you can eat, you sit down, you play this great interactive trivia, and the funds after they pay for the food are all going to go to the food bank. And I know there's a lot of entities like the Williamson Event Center that are doing fundraisers like this for you.
Absolutely. The support from the community has just been tremendous.
All right, Dave. Well, we're gonna keep at it. I find it interesting that the first time we talked, you just sound so down and disappointed, and you had talked about how you were going to fight through this. You know, it is what it is. And just to see people come through so much to the point where you're going to be able to replace everything that you lost, that's amazing.
It is very amazing. It's very encouraging. You know, I'm hoping to have this celebration at some point of, you know, we're back at operational and we can just get back to some, you know, strictly focused on helping the community, helping families that are struggling with hunger. You know, it really, to take the focus off of that and, you know, have to go through this, It's frustrating. We've gotten through it. I'm feeling better. I'm feeling like there's this little light at the end of the tunnel, and we're getting closer to it. And, you know, like I say, next week we're just going to be able to take that big sigh of relief and say, great, now we can get back to business.
David, from what you know, how many hungry people are there in the mid-Michigan area?
Well, we've seen over the past 2 years, we've seen between a 25 and 35% increase in the amount of food going out to families. And, you know, along with the duration, it used to be we would help a family 1 to 3 times a year. Now we see it where we'll see that same family in for 6 months out of the year. So it's taking longer for the family to recover from whatever the situation is.
And these just aren't poor families. These are families who have come into peril since this economic downturn.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got healthcare is just such a big issue. If you've got health issues, it's tougher and tougher on the whole family to try to help the people who are hurting in their family. So, you know, I see that just growing. Underemployment, a lot of people are employed, but, they maybe have 1, 2, or 3 jobs, and, you know, they're still not making ends meet. And so when you know that they're struggling and they're trying and they're doing what they can do, And my heart pours out to them, and I want to help them. And one of the things I like about this job is it allows me to do something tangible to help families.
David, is it hard for the family? Is it embarrassing? Is it is it really a challenge for them to come in and ask for help?
It's certainly pride. When kids are hungry, one thing you see is there's no pride. You know, they're hungry, they'll tell you they know. But adults, you know, they have a pride. You know, it's really hard to accept help. We're constantly sensitive to that with the pantry network, a lot of the churches. You know, that's why we want to have the church help them so they can deal with all of the issue, not just give them food, but to say, what else can we do to help you to get you back on your feet? And so that's why we work through that network.
All right. David, we've appreciated the opportunity to try to help you get the word out. I guess we're going to have to put an end to this pretty soon because you're getting everything that you need.
That's absolutely. Right. You know, that's a good thing, but I've appreciated all of the listeners bearing with us through this issue.
All right, David Carr is the director of the Mid-Michigan Food Bank. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.